During a total solar eclipse, the moon blocks the sun from the Earth's view. It will last less than 2 minutes. Paulette Lever, a solar physicist with NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab, says it's the best time to observe the sun's corona or outer atmosphere. She says the eclipse may provide other awe-inspiring sights.
The moon has mountains on it, as we know, and so you get little beads of light shining through. And then when it's totally black, sometimes you can see these orange tongues called prominences that are lying right on the surface of the sun that extend somewhat beyond the moon.
What makes this eclipse different is its path across the U.S. from Oregon to the Carolinas.
That's what's so special. You know, they happen, but often they'll just happen, you know, maybe cutting across a little corner of Antarctica. A lot of them, of course, they fall in the middle of the ocean since the planet's mostly ocean.
Unfortunately, Californians will only see a partial eclipse. The sun will look more like a crescent. 76% of the sun's light will be blocked in Northern California, 62% in Southern California. But it will mean a 6,000 megawatt loss of solar power during the 3 hours, or enough to power 6 million homes. Stephen Greenlee is spokesperson for CalISO, which operates the electric grid.
We are going to then have to bring up non-solar generation in order to make up that gap. And so it's not something that we have seen at this magnitude before.
Greenlee says California will have to rely on hydropower and natural gas. The eclipse will also test the grid's ability to handle rapid power fluctuations. Greenlee says if it's a really hot day or wildfires take out transmission lines, Californians might be asked to conserve. In Sacramento, I'm Amy Quinton.